When the 1917 Fatima, Portugal Marian apparitions occurred, millions of sincere Catholics understood it as a message directly from heaven. Could it be they've been misled? Or could it be that non-Catholics need to convert? Find out today as Brother Dan Corner examines the evidence. Send your comments and questions to Brother Dan at Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301.
Today, what I'd like to do is take a close look, a biblical examination of the Fatima Marian apparitions. In 1917, in Fatima, Portugal, three little shepherd children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, claim they got messages from Mary. And in October of that year, there was an incredible miracle, the miracle of the sun, that substantiated that they really were having apparitions and visions, that they alone saw these visions of Mary. The Roman Catholic Church has approved those visions. And since that point in time, there definitely has been hundreds of millions have gone over there, and certainly because of worldwide fame and acceptance among Catholics, easily over 1 billion people since 1917 have believed the message of Fatima, Portugal. The big question is, was the spiritual source behind the Fatima apparitions and miracles the God of the Bible or not? For your information, Catholicism is not unique in having visions. There are also visions in Mormonism. There are visions in Seventh-day Adventism. The Unification Church claims visions. Even witchcraft claims visions, but that's not all. There are also visions in Buddhism, Islam, and Zoroastrianism. Imagine that. Let's look at this in light of all these different visions occurring in all these different religions. Folks, it is impossible that God is behind all of these contradictory religious beliefs. There must be, logically speaking, at least another source of visions besides Almighty God. So how are we going to know? How can we find out what visions are from God and what visions are not from God? Here's the answer. The answer is the God of the Bible will give visions in accord to the message of the Bible. In other words, the message of the vision will parallel the message of the Bible. It's not so much if a vision occurs. It's not so much if there are miracles. It has everything to do with the message attached to the vision. That is what we're going to look at today in detail, but before we get that far, let me also mention that the miracle of the sun was seen by 70,000 people, this predicted miracle. Even Pope Pius XII saw that dancing of the sun. So now we must conclude this. The Fatima Marian apparitions were a message from God to help us, because that's what God does. God is trying to help us. Or the other extreme, namely the devil to devour us. It's like in these other religions that I've mentioned, Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventism, Islam, etc. They've had visions too. Now that's either God or it's the devil. So in conjunction with all of this, we have to look at this in light of the message of the Bible, because the God of the Bible is going to parallel the message found in the Bible with visions that he's behind. And also the same with miracles that he would be behind. We need to find out, does the Bible actually teach that the devil can perform visions that he's behind? The answer is a categorical yes. Without question, it says in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 and 14, that very thing. Namely, that the devil or Satan can come as an angel of light. That means he can come as in a vision. Those verses say, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. That boils it down to this. Either the source was God or the devil. Did you know that the message at Fatima contains, quote-unquote, heaven's peace plan? So Catholics definitely think this is a message from heaven, especially since Fatima is an approved apparition. It has been approved by the Roman Catholic authorities. Now, the Roman Catholic Church officially says that no Catholic is bound to accept and believe Marian visions. But my question is, why wouldn't they? The popes believe them. I'm talking about Pope Pius XII, Pope Paul VI, Pope Benedict XVI, John Paul II, Pope Francis. Of course, the laity would believe in these visions. But again, the issue is the spiritual source that's behind it. So let's take a look at the message of Fatima itself and find out if it parallels the message of the Bible. I already mentioned Fatima purports to be heaven's peace plan. Now, the female personage claiming to be Mary or Our Lady of the Rosary said, quote unquote, "If people do what I tell you, many souls will be saved and there will be peace." That makes this very, very significant. According to Fatima, souls will be saved if they pray the rosary, do penance and reparation for sin because of outrages against God's grace, Jesus, and Mary. And the third request for the salvation of many souls is consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If you're acquainted with the New Testament, you should know immediately that this is not how souls were saved in the New Testament. Absolutely, totally foreign to the message of the New Testament. So the God of the Bible has a different message from the Fatima apparitions. I had just mentioned the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. How would Catholics do that if they wanted to consecrate themselves to Mary? This is how Catholics consecrate themselves to Mary. Quote, "My queen and my mother, I give myself entirely to you and to show my devotion to you. I consecrate to you this day my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Wherefore, good mother, as I am your own, keep me, guard me as your property and possession. Amen." And unquote. To consecrate yourself to Mary is so far from the message of the New Testament, this even goes beyond the depth of that error into making Mary the guardian of our soul. Now, the first and greatest command, according to Jesus, of all the commands in the Bible, is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Matthew chapter 22, 37, 38. But lo and behold, this prayer of consecration to Mary gives everything to not God, but Mary. But that's not all. Getting back to Scripture, we see in Matthew chapter 10, 37 and 38, where Jesus himself said, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." So the focus is clearly on God, who we're to love first with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all our mind. And then in Matthew 10, 37 and 38, the focus is clearly Jesus. We have to love Jesus more than any family member. We must be willing to take up our cross and follow Jesus to be worthy of Jesus. If that doesn't describe you, you are not worthy of Jesus. You are not a Christian according to what Jesus said in Matthew 10, 37 and 38. The real issue about Fatima is who or what is the spiritual source behind the apparitions. We already know about the consecration of Mary and sins committed against Mary and that kind of thing. But specifically, this is what the woman claiming to be Mary at Fatima said to the little children. Quote, "Say the rosary every day in order to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war." Unquote. What is the rosary? The rosary is a set of prayers, especially praying to Mary, and it ends with the Hail Holy Queen prayer, declaring Mary as our life, our sweetness, our hope, our most gracious advocate, and that she's Queen of Heaven. All these things are foreign to the message of the Bible because Jesus is our life, our sweetness, our hope, our most gracious advocate. Back in Jeremiah's day, there was a Queen of Heaven. Jeremiah 7, 17 through 19. Quote, "Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers light the fire, the women knead the dough and make cakes of bread for the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. But am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame?" Unquote. The truth is, the idolatrous, disobedient women back in Jeremiah's day burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, poured out drink offerings to her, and made cakes like her image, according to Jeremiah 44:19. So yes, the term Queen of Heaven is actually found in the Bible, but certainly not in a good way, not in a favorable way, but instead in an idolatrous way. The Queen of Heaven is shown to be a pagan goddess and stumbling stone for the Israelites. That is what the Bible says. On the throne in heaven, according to Revelation, is the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as much of a shock as it is to Catholics, Mary is not on the throne also. It's not Mary holding the baby Jesus on the throne. It is instead the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus, and Mary is not on the throne at all, according to the Bible. But as we continue to read through the message of Fatima, Portugal, which has been approved by the Roman Catholic authorities, we read this, quote, Jesus wishes to use you, that's the little children, to make me known and loved. He wants to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart, unquote. Could that really be the Jesus of the Bible, or is that misrepresenting the Jesus of the Bible, having him go after a different goal than what's shown in the scriptures? It's totally a different goal. Jesus pointed people to Jesus. The Jesus of the Bible pointed people to himself. The Heavenly Father pointed people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. The disciples pointed people to Jesus. And even the real Mary, the Mary of John chapter 2, pointed people to Jesus. Everybody in the Bible points people to Jesus, but the Fatima, Portugal apparitions has Jesus pointing people to Mary. And Mary is the focus of the Fatima apparitions. It is Mary that performed the miracle of the sun. It is Mary that gave this promise of heaven and how to get to heaven, and she's the one that's going to assist in the graces needed for salvation if they do what Mary says. But here's the kicker. Listen to this. Here's the promise, allegedly from Mary. I will never leave you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. Now, some of you listening know that I'm coming from a Roman Catholic background. And this very statement was the final straw for me. This is what finally caused me to make my exit from the Roman Catholic Church and never to return. Because I knew that the Bible stated that God is our refuge. Numerous times it says that very, very explicitly. And the way to the Father and the way to God, one and the same, is Jesus, according to John 14:6. But the Fatima, Portugal apparition is saying Mary's the way and Mary is our refuge. This is totally strange and bizarre to the message of the Bible. It is as foreign to the message of the Bible as it is to have an ocean in the desert. There are no oceans in the desert. And believe me, this message that Mary is our refuge and the way that will lead us to God is just as real. Mary's not going to lead you to God, and Mary is not our refuge according to the Bible.
The Lord Jesus wants all to know that he himself is the way to the Father, John 14:6. But at Fatima, the personage claiming to be Mary contradicted Jesus and claims that she herself is the way to God. Shocking, but true. How could the Catholic authorities approve such an unscriptural and poisonous apparition if they were led by the Spirit of God and teaching God's truth? Listen carefully for more vital information to help Catholics.
Since God is not confused and he's not contradictory, this message of Fatima cannot be a message from the God of the Bible. And if you keep reading on down through this entire thing, allegedly sins were committed against Mary. Mary also wants sacrifices for the sake of sinners. What does that say? That says that Jesus dying on the cross for our sins was not enough. Jesus said it is finished, but Fatima, Portugal is saying that we humans, we need to make sacrifices for sinners. The Bible contrasts Jesus and his blood sacrifice on the cross for our sins with the Old Testament Levitical priesthood in these words. And by that will we have been made holy, that is, Christ made us holy, through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again. He offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest, that is Jesus, our high priest, has offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. That's Hebrews chapter 10, 10 through 12. So Jesus by himself sacrificed one time for all sins. We can't add to that. We can't perfect that. There's no sense us trying to sacrifice for sin. Jesus already paid for that. He said, it is finished. It is done with what Jesus alone did. One other scripture, which is very clear, although I can give more than one from Hebrews, but one other one, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. That's Hebrews 9:28. Folks, there's something very, very wrong and very strange. But he goes on. Another aspect of the Fatima apparitions is allegedly that God wishes to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart. Now, is that the God of the Bible? Unless you read the Bible, you really won't know. If you spend time in the Bible, it's very clear this is not the God of the Bible, because the God of the Bible is a jealous God. The God of the Bible wants us to love him first. He's not going to point anyone to a creature and to have devotion toward Mary. Now, the Bible does speak of devotion, by the way, but it's devotion to Jesus. Never, never is it devotion to Mary. It is, however, devotion to Jesus. 1 Corinthians 7:35 says, I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. Notice that. It's devotion to who? To the Lord Jesus. And then in 2 Corinthians 11:3 it says, But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. That's significant, because the early Christians had a pure devotion to Christ, which the Apostle Paul, writing this, was concerned that somehow they might be misled, because if somebody comes preaching another Jesus, another spirit, or another gospel, they were putting up with that false message, and they would be led astray from their devotion to Christ. That sounds very similar to what this is over here. Clearly, this is pointing people not to devotion to Christ, but devotion to Mary. And the rosary, again, the rosary is a violation of the command of how to pray and how not to pray. Jesus taught we're to pray to the Heavenly Father who is unseen, and we're not to use many words in it, praying as pagans do, thinking we're going to be heard because of our many words. And that is exactly what reciting the rosary is. It's a violation of how Jesus taught to pray, Matthew 6:6-8. When we obey the command in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 to test everything and hold on to the good, and of course, what we have to use for the test would be God's word, the scriptures, as it says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. When we test the Fatima visions with the Word of God, as we're told in the Bible to do, without question, there are many problems, many discrepancies. It cannot and definitely does not parallel the message of the Bible. So even though Pope John Paul II credited Our Lady of Fatima with saving his life from an assassination attempt on May the 13th, 1981, Pope John Paul II was wrong. And when Pope Francis consecrated his pontificate to Our Lady of Fatima and consecrated the world to Mary's Immaculate Heart, he's also wrong. That's not in accord with the Bible either. These popes are in error to do that. And even though it's an approved Catholic vision and it's accepted by the Roman Catholic Church, and they built a basilica there, and they have pilgrimages with millions of people going to the shrine every single year, it's not the message of the Bible. So if it's not the message of the Bible, one from God that is there to help us, it has to be a message from the devil to hurt us. Peter's great concern in 1 Peter 5:8 is this: Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We are told to be alert. That means not easily deceived. That means we need to test things with scripture. We need to know about the devil, that he can't perform visions. The devil can't perform miracles. Without question, the devil is very good at deceiving people, and he has used visions in all different types of world religions and different so-called sects in Christianity. And these things contradict one another. So this particular vision in question, the Fatima Portugal apparitions, clearly, without question, we can be 100% sure that this did not come from the source that gave us the Bible. This source and this message of Fatima is from the enemy of our soul, designed to destroy and devour us. We're told to resist him. In this regard, to resist the devil is to resist the message that is approved by the Roman Catholic Church, which occurred at Fatima, Portugal in 1917. So folks, this heaven's peace plan, as shown at Fatima, is really not heaven's peace plan at all. It's a counterfeit. Heaven's peace plan is the one that's shown in the Bible. Jesus is the one that we are to be devoted to. Jesus is the one that is the way to the Father. God is our refuge, not Mary. We cannot sin against Mary like we sin against God. This whole concept that God is mad because of sins against Mary has idolatry written all over it. That is an absolute impossibility. Mary is not God. Now, I know in the Roman Catholic Church, officially, they don't teach that Mary's God. But by implication, on various accounts, they certainly imply that she is a goddess. Especially when they say that Mary, in this regard, is wanting consecration to her. That is unbelievable. Absolutely foreign to the message of the Bible. But that's not all. Mary also promises to provide all the graces necessary for salvation at the hour of our death if we do something. So here we go again. This is another type of salvation message. Here it is. On the first five Saturdays of five consecutive months, we're to go to Catholic confession, receive the Holy Eucharist, recite the Rosary, and keep Mary company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary in a spirit of reparation. Mary then promises that she's going to assist at the hour of her death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of souls. Folks, please read the Bible. The plan of salvation in the Bible is truth. The plan of salvation in the Bible works. It will set you free from your sin addictions on this side of the grave. Your name will be in the book of life, and that message points to Jesus. Jesus is the one that's shown in the Bible over and over and over again to be our life. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life, according to the Apostle John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. The God of the Bible is a God that does not share his glory with another. Did you know that? Listen to Isaiah 42 verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. And God gave us what's called the Ten Commandments. Part of the Ten Commandments is not to make for ourselves an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. And according to God's word, we show our love for God by obeying him and our hate by disobeying him. And another thing about the Fatima, Portugal vision is, from time to time, Jesus and Mary are mentioned together. That is not the message of the Bible. Never, when Jesus taught about salvation, did he mention Mary as having any role. Never did Peter or John or Paul or anyone else when they were teaching. And unless you read the Bible, you won't really come to realize that. Paul said in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. That is definitely not the impression you will get from the Fatima message. The Fatima message will leave us looking to Mary. We will think Mary is the one who is the way to God. She is the one that will protect us. In fact, Jacinta, one of the three little children, said that Mary stated that Mary can no longer restrain the hand of her divine Son from striking the world with just punishment for its many crimes. Now imagine that. The picture presented of Jesus and of Mary, according to Fatima, Portugal, is Mary is stronger than Jesus, holding back his angry hand from striking the world, making Mary more merciful. This is another Jesus. This is not the Mary of the Bible. It's a different plan of salvation. And this is what 1.3 billion people are subjected to because this has been endorsed and approved by the Roman Catholic Church. Fatima opposes, clashes with, contradicts, and distracts away from the Word of God. Therefore, the magisterium of the Catholic Church has shown itself to be unreliable and untrustworthy in protecting Catholics from such lethal deception by approving the Fatima apparitions. If Fatima was true, if it was really true, then Catholicism is the one true church because it is a compendium of Catholic teachings. What are the Catholic dogmas referred to at Fatima? Penance, the rosary, sacrifice of the mass, authority of the Pope, purgatory, Mary as our mediatrix, and the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Devout Catholics, even the most sincere and faithful Catholics, have been betrayed by the papacy and the priest. How? Because Fatima leads one away from God's life-giving truth, which is only found in the Lord Jesus and faith in Him alone 100% for salvation, not in any church system, or the fabricated and mythical Mary of Catholicism, who claims herself to be our refuge and the way to God. If you believe the message of Fatima, Portugal, you will not enter the kingdom of God because you'll be looking to Mary for graces, for protection, as the way, as your refuge, and someone you devoted yourself to and consecrated yourself to, instead of having faith in Jesus, devotion to Jesus, trust in God, and believing the message of the Bible, you have been deceived to believe something different. Clearly, the evidence causes us to believe the source behind the Fatima Portugal visions, as I stated earlier, is not the wonderful God of the Bible who doesn't change, that gives us His eternal word, but instead the enemy of our soul, the one who wants to devour and destroy us. The deceiver, that is what he is. He's the evil one. The devil deceives by his lies. He's called the father of lies. And he can come as an angel of light. The devil can come impersonating Mary. The devil can produce miracles like the miracle of the sun, according to the Bible. Now, folks, it's up to you. What are you going to do? What are you going to believe? For all the Catholics out there that heard me, please check these things out. Look in your Bible. Verify the things that I said. The Bible is very clear, very, very clear about what salvation is. It's found in Jesus, the personage of Jesus, and without Mary. Mary doesn't give us grace to get to Jesus. We don't get to Jesus by first going to Mary. We repent. You have to turn from your sins, all of your sins, to do it God's way, the right way, the wise way, the Bible way, and follow Jesus unashamedly. Commit to Him. Live for Jesus. Be devoted to Jesus. Put Him first in your life. To be worthy of Him, you got to love Him more than your own family, more than your own life. And you need to take up your cross daily, deny yourself, and follow Jesus. That is not the message of Fatima, but it is the message of God as found in your Bible.
Brother Dan Korner has written a powerful book for Catholics entitled, Is This the Mary of the Bible? If you're a Catholic or know Catholics, this book may help them find salvation. Send 1450 into Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301 to receive your copy free of postage.